Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's Braves Pregame Daily for your Thursday morning. It is April 15th, 2021, Jackie Robinson Day here in Major League Baseball. Alongside Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we're glad to have you with us as we get you set for the series finale, Braves and Marlins. Quick turnaround for these two teams. 12:20 first pitch, end of the homestand for the Braves. They'll jump on the plane and head to Chicago for three with the Cubs following the conclusion of today's game. And Chris, we've talked about it before, but man, just the momentum swing. If they can get a win under their belt here, avoid being swept by the Marlins, what a difference that would make as they arrive to Chicago here tonight. But man, what a frustrating series it's been for the Braves. Another loss last night in extra innings in a game they fought and clawed their way back in, but unfortunately just couldn't get anything going again in extra innings. And they dropped this one. They've lost four in a row now.
Yeah, and it was pointed out to me a couple of times in social media, but certainly a couple of personal texts. It's all gone south since the Philly game the other night and the non-good call, right call at home plate, and it really hasn't worked. Look, Ronald Acuña is not going to be this hot forever. And when it dies down, and it will because there's a push to get to the norm, what is this team going to do offensively? We had said before the year started, and I do believe this, and I'm looking at, you have to go to the advanced standings at MLB.com. And I said, this is going to be a year where the extra, it literally says X-T-R-A, and it's its own column. Well, the Atlanta Braves have not had any success. They're the only team in baseball that's had three extra inning games and are 0-3 in those games. Actually, Seattle, let me correct myself. Seattle's 3-0 in extra inning games. So the idea that playing these has become different, strategy, what you do. Last night it was set up. You had 1-2-3 coming up, and I'm surprised they pitched to Ronald Acuña the way they did. I didn't think they'd intentionally walk him, but I didn't think they'd throw him strikes. Well, he doesn't help the cause. He finally has one of those moments during a game last night where it was just, oh, yeah, by the way, that can still happen. He strikes out. But they were 0-3 in extra inning games. And I don't know how many they're going to play during the year, but you better figure out how to win some of these because they're going to be really important. That's going to be an important column when all is said and done, in my opinion.
Yeah, it will be. And the Braves, to this point, Chris, hitless in extra innings this year. That stat, I saw that on the postgame notes. They're 0-8 in extra innings. And of course, they've only played a couple of them, but still twice now, they've had the top of the order. They've had the right guys come into the plate. And look, like you said, Acuña can't do it every single time he comes up. Two more home runs, another double, 13 extra base hits so far. But somebody else is going to have to step up, whether that's Marcell Ozuna, whether that's Freddie Freeman, who is swinging the bat better here lately, or somebody in the middle of the order. They're going to have to find somebody that can get that job done. It is kind of bizarre to think that three extra inning games, they don't have a hit. They haven't scored a run, and they've had the right guys coming up in those situations.
Yeah, let me correct myself one more time. Minnesota, who was a playoff team last year with 90-something plus wins, you know, they're 0-3 as well, and they sit at 5-7. They're in the bottom of their division in the AL Central. The reason, again, I bring it up, at the end of the day, you try to figure out, and Kevin, we've talked about this forever on the pregame show, postgame show, what column in the standings list did you in, or what's the reason that you won a division or a wild card spot by one or two or three games? It could be home and road splits. You're good enough on the road to actually ensure that you're good enough at the end for an accumulation of wins. I think extra innings is going to be a part of that this year. One-run games is a big one for me. More than run differential, what do you do close and late? All the magic that had been around really for the last couple of years, close and late, doesn't exist for this team now. And let me just say this other thing about Ronald Acuña. It does get harder to celebrate what he's doing. It's a real thing. You know, when you lead off because you're this hot, MLB Network, ESPN Sports Center, Baseball Tonight, whatever it might be, that's good. But if the second paragraph is, oh, by the way, they lost, let me tell you, that becomes the first paragraph, and it's going to trump what Ronald Acuña is doing when you talk about four-game losing streaks for a team that is earmarked to be as good as the Dodgers or as good as anybody in the National League. The story about Ronald Acuña is not going to feel as good if this team doesn't start winning baseball games.
Right. Yeah. The individual accomplishments are one thing, but obviously we know this is a team sport. Three more extra base hits for Ronald Acuna. He continues to join elite company through the first 12 games of a season. Only Hank Aaron has 13 extra base hits through 12 games. And he did that back in 1959, but you're right. They're going to start saying, yeah, well, is it empty stats? Is it coming in losses? And again, this has been a streaky start to the year. 0-4. They win four in a row. Now they've lost four in a row. That's another thing that has to change. One thing they've done a great job the last couple of years of is limiting the losing streaks. I want to say their longest losing skid last year was only three, so they've already surpassed that twice here in the first 2 weeks of the regular season.
So let me give you the back-to-back columns of bad news. Extra innings 0-3, 2-5 in one-run games. Now you've played 7 one-run games. You want the good news? Your pitching's kept you in games. You want the bad news? You're 2-5 in one-run games. And again, as I look up and down the standings, they've played more one-run games than anybody in baseball, and they haven't been successful at them. So the 0-3 coupled with 2-5, you sit at 4-8. Look, three games back, if the standings matter to you, that's what you are right now because the Mets are only 5-3. They've only played 8 games. Philadelphia is a 500 team. They're no better than that right now. Okay, but there does come a point, like the Ronald Acuna thing, where the first paragraph has to be, what are you not doing well? It can't be what one guy's doing well, and then let's look around the division and hope that nobody's really running away with anything. There's no running away in April. What there is survival. 0-3 and 2-5 are just bad numbers to start a Major League Baseball season.
They are. And again, the numbers are certainly magnified when you start the year. If these things are happening in June, July, August, we're probably not paying nearly as much attention to them. But look, we talked about it before the year started. What was one of our keys? Get off to a hot start. You know, look, you certainly don't want to dig yourself a hole. Much more of an opportunity to get out of that hole with a longer year with 162 as opposed to 60. But still, getting off to a slow start, 4-8 is certainly not what I think any of us envisioned coming into this season.
So what do you do now? Well, you certainly, as you said, try to salvage a day game today. Find the way, any way to win. Ender Inciarte, we're going to talk about him in a sec, but let's just do the Charlie Morton thing. Whether it was a mistake, you give up a 3-run homer, and all of a sudden you could certainly be mad at yourself. Charlie Morton probably feels he's better than that. You were in the baseball game because you got it to extra innings. You did enough with, well, Ronald Acuna did enough. But the Charlie Morton outing, it's not what we saw from Shane Bieber, Lucas Giolito. It wasn't one of those. It wasn't a trash bin, but it wasn't one of those where you go, okay, look, it's a 2-run, 7-inning start. Find a way to win. And it was not that. And, look, it happens. But I just think that was the other sort of icing on the cake last night is that you had a good outing, not a great outing, and a good outing wasn't good enough because you didn't find a way to actually put a couple of runs across at the end of the game when you had an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, that 4-run third was it happened very quickly. He gives up the RBI double to Jesus Aguilar. It's 2-0. Then three batters later, Chisholm just crushes a 3-run shot. It unfolded very quickly. But you know, look, ultimately, you take away that fourth inning or the third inning rather. I thought his stuff looked really good last night. I mean, I thought his curveball was sharp, fastball location was really working for him, and the curveball was the one pitch coming out of spring. Remember, he wasn't really sure where it was. He wasn't very encouraged by the feel of it. But again, those two pitches were working well. It spiraled very quickly.
Well, give credit to the other guy.
And that's what, correct, 100%. And look, these guys can hit. I mean, they have a decent lineup over there in Miami. So they can hit, but ultimately you take away that one inning, the other five innings, I thought he was really, really good last night.
Yeah, they seem to hit timely home runs. I don't know how many they're going to hit on a year. I don't think they're a power-hitting team. They certainly have arms. Right. If not for days, they certainly have arms for hours. And it was something interesting that I read from, late last night. Their beat writer was talking about, I guess, a message that Don Mattingly and really some others had talked about in the spring. If we hang around in baseball games, that guy's going to keep us in it. That guy's going to actually give us a chance to win. And they're talking about their pitching. So they're not paying a lot for it. Look, the other part is they have bargains. These are guys that are learning up at the major league level. If last year is an indication that you can bleed into this year, maybe this is the team that can do it with enthusiasm and maybe a belief. So now the Atlanta Braves have to stop them. They have to get them the hell out of town this afternoon, find a way to win this game. I got to ask about Ender Inciarte because when you're watching a baseball game and you go, what's he doing and what just happened? And it doesn't happen once. It happens twice in a baseball game. I'm sorry, your value to this team gets diminished. He's not the reason you lost, but he didn't help you win. Any idea what we're supposed to believe about the game that guy had last night?
Yeah, I'm as confused as anybody else. I mean, the double play in the fifth is one thing. I mean, again, you lead off the inning with a base hit. You know that Morton's trying to drop down a bunt, and I have no idea where he was going running to second on that play, on the popped up bunt. And again, you got the top of the order coming up. That's a big time missed opportunity. And then with the slapping of the ball there in the ninth inning, I'm not exactly sure what the thought process was there. Did you see the metrics on that at bat by chance?
I did not.
Launch angle was minus 25 degrees. It came off the bat at 64 miles an hour, and he hit it 7 feet down. I was very, very confused at that. Look, just swing the bat. Look, if you grind into a double play, that's one thing. But slapping the ball back to the box like that, I was extremely confused by what he was trying to accomplish in that situation.
I don't know what it is, but I know a bad game when I see it, or bad decision-making or bad execution or whatever that was last night. And one time was bad enough. Two times it just felt like, all right, you know, what's your value at that point? And I do think of it that way. What's your value in a given game? What's your value overall, but what's your value in a given game? You know, if that was a plus-minus world like the NBA, Ender Inciarte is working in a really big minus last night. And I think in the IQ department or the baseball acumen department, it gets even worse if you're going to score this thing. Find a way to win today. Ian Anderson's got to go this afternoon. Keep the ball in the ballpark. This team feels good about themselves. Look, I joke all the time. How do you know Boston's on a 9-game winning streak? Now, this year's a little bit different because you can't get to the ballpark early. But people have asked me, hey, how do you know when a team's on a run? I said, well, go look at arrival times. Go look at what time guys get to the park. They're 10 minutes earlier than they normally are. There's an excitement. There's an enthusiasm. They drive to the ballpark, guys get superstitious, they stay in the same lane, they do whatever it is. But I have seen it over the years that there's a buzz. Up in Boston, whether they have good chemistry, whether it was not expected that they would ever win 9 games, this Florida Marlins team winning games like this, being good in one-run games on top of everything else, it does generate a buzz. It doesn't mean you have great team chemistry. It just means at the time you're taking advantage of everything that's afforded to you. The Atlanta Braves' margin of error, Kevin, is not big right now. And I think we're finding out 2-5 in one run, 0-3 in extra inning games. You're not good enough to make up for some of the mistakes. A 3-run homer, look, that happens. But you weren't good enough to make up for the fact that your ace, your guy who's trying to stop the streak, gives up a 3-run homer. You're just not being able to make up. You're not capable, it seems, right now of doing some of the things you've done for the last couple of years.
Yeah, two quick things for you. By the way, my long shot, bold prediction
I don't want to get into that.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting in the studio thinking he's going to hit a 2-run walk-off homer. And these guys are never, ever going to hear the end of it. That would have been extreme. I didn't go that far. I said Ender was going to go yard last night on the Ford leadoff show. I was a little bit off, but he was on base 3 times. But yeah, not even close to putting the ball in the seats. As far as today's concern for the Marlins, you said that, look, they're feeling good about themselves. Well, they should be, especially with this kid on the mound today. 23-year-old lefty coming off a game where he out-dueled Jacob DeGrom. 6 innings, no runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and hold your breath, 10 strikeouts in a game in which the Mets, of course, did not give DeGrom any run support there. So it doesn't get a whole lot easier, but for a righty-heavy lineup, hopefully they can get some good swings against this southpaw here today.
I'm going to call on Braves fans to do their job today. Ditch out of work. Your boss won't mind. And even if he does, just, tell him or her, I don't know, you're on a sales call. Go watch today's game at Hooters. All across Braves country, you have an opportunity this afternoon to do lunch and then maybe just stick around a little bit longer. You have an opportunity to do that all season long. Day game tomorrow, day game Saturday, night game Sunday night in Chicago as the Braves take it on the road. Hooters will give you an opportunity. I think there's 12 baseball games today. You want to go in, you say, put the Braves here and put something else right next to it. They have an opportunity to do it. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. They have every package available in every sport. Premier League Soccer, whatever it is you want. NBA playoffs coming, NHL playoffs coming, MMA, UFC, big fights coming up. Certainly Conor McGregor's back in the mix. Hooters will give you your best opportunity to catch all of that action, as well as Braves baseball across Braves country. Cold beer, hot food, good wings, Hooters good times. You get an opportunity to experience it at Hooters across Braves country and across the nation. All right, here's our trivia question of the day. We asked the other day. It was a non-Brave answer, by the way. I'll just give you that. Most home runs in the 1960s. Who's got the most saves for the Braves in a season? And let's give you this third one. Chipper Jones is one of two number one overall picks for the Atlanta Braves since the draft started in 1965. Bob Horner is the other one. But did you know, surrounded Chipper Jones' number one overall pick by the Braves, the year before they picked number two, the year after they picked number two. So that'll tell you it wasn't a great few years of Braves baseball if you have those picks. Who was the guy picked number two overall right before Chipper Jones, the year before Chipper Jones was picked number one? Do you know the answer to this one off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I do not.
Okay,
no.
I will just give you a hint. I've talked about this guy in the past. When they used to get, he did play for the Braves, by the way. He was the number two overall pick. Who was the number two overall pick by the Atlanta Braves the year before Chipper Jones was drafted? This guy would come up, and they used to hand you road money. They'd hand you an envelope. Here's your per diem.
Mm-hmm.
This guy fancied himself a golfer, a putter. And let's just say that the pitchers for the Atlanta Braves used to take this guy's money before they got on a bus to go to the airport. When I tell you the stories I've heard about, there goes that meal money, and he had sucker and fish written all over him. And he just thought it someday, I guess he was going to get it all back. From what I understand, he didn't. He did make it to the majors. He did play for the Braves. Who was the number two overall pick the year before Chipper Jones was picked number one? All right, Kevin and I will do this again tomorrow. The Cubs are not good. We will talk about their problems. They don't score runs. They don't hit. Their inability to score runs now. I think they got 32 runs scored on the entire year. That's an atrocious number for a team that was built on offense for a long time, just trying to figure out what their identity going forward is. It's 32 runs, Kevin, in 12 baseball games. That puts them at a runs per game pace that's as bad as anybody, if not worse than anybody's in the major leagues. Let's get there tomorrow with a win today. Ian Anderson, do your job. Somebody other than Ronald Acuna Jr., please do the job offensively. We'll find out if we can actually talk about a losing streak being broken and the Braves going to Chicago on an upbeat note. Kevin and I will do it again tomorrow. Please hit subscribe. We will tell you the truth on this. I will say this, Kevin. I've gotten a couple of responses saying, hey, look, I'm glad you guys are telling the truth. There are good moments, bad moments. If the bad moments outweigh the good, then it's got to be talked about. They have to turn something around. Got to find some offense. Certainly got to find a way to win some baseball games late. The Atlanta Braves put themselves in a position now to be talked about this way. We'll find out if we can actually drop it tomorrow and talk about a Braves win, as you like to say. Getting on the plane in a good mood, heading to Chicago. We will do it again tomorrow. Hit subscribe, hit play. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy Braves baseball right here on the Braves Radio Network.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.